The School of Positive Arts. Wouldn't it be wonderful to go to the School of Positive Arts? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It would be wonderful to go to the School of Positive Arts. If we could send our children to the School of Positive Arts, where they would learn all about those things that are vital, dynamic, and wonderful for living a beautiful, full, and magnificent life. Where in the world is a School of Positive Arts? Well, the most wonderful School of Positive Arts is the school where children grow up together and learn how to be friends with one another. Children learn how to be having fun with each other. Children learn how to give of their toys and give of their things and let other people enjoy what they have. Not the matter of possession, the matter of sharing, the matter of letting other people enjoy what they have, letting other people enjoy the things that they enjoy, the things that they find wonderful and magnificent. The School of Positive Arts is where children learn to be in the school of joy and sharing. The School of Positive Arts is where children learn to have fun together. They learn to have joy together. They learn to have magic together. They learn that life is really a most exciting, most wonderful, most magnificent experience because they learn to be themselves. It seems as though all of our life we go to school to learn how to be somebody else. We learn how to be what other people want us to be. We learn how to be things that other people think are important. But are they really important? What is really important in life? What's really important in life is to be yourself and have fun. Yes, indeed, to be yourself and have fun. Now, how in the world do we be ourselves and have fun? Well, one thing we do, we learn that we are number one. And when we're number one, we enjoy everything we do. We enjoy the games we play. We enjoy the people we associate with. We always live up to what we feel are our values. Now, one of our values might be smiling. That's a natural thing. If our value is smiling, then we will smile. And lo and behold, everyone else in our world smiles too. When we smile, and we think that smiling is just wonderful, everybody smiles. When we smile and think that smiling is lots of fun, and smiling brings great rewards, and smiling is a joyous thing to do, then everybody smiles. People love to smile when other people smile. That's just something that is contagious, and it's a wonderful, contagious thing to have. Yes, the School of the Art of Positive Thinking, the Art of Positive Living, that comes from its most natural source, from its most natural possibility. And that it would be the one most wonderful school in the world, the most wonderful school that any of us could ever go to, the most wonderful place where we could ever live, to be ourselves and have fun. Can parents teach this to their children? Not really, because they haven't been taught to do that. Parents can observe children being together and seeing that how they live, how they play, how they act, in their natural, uninhibited manner, it is the most beautiful thing in the world. And for you and me, the most beautiful thing in the world is for us to live in our natural, uninhibited way of being loving, unconditionally loving, being caring, unconditionally caring, being sharing. We all own everything and we all own nothing. And that is a big and a beautiful point of view. Think on these things, the art of positive living, the School of the Art of Positive Living. What a wonderful school that is. And you know, most of the time, that's what goes on in our life. Have a wonderful day. Live in your School of Positive Living and know how wonderful it really is. I love you. I love you. I love you.